Hi, this is Peter, and I'm the Chief Operating Officer of Your Living Blueprint, yourlivingblueprint.com, and I'm also the founder of Empower Your Brilliance, a consulting and coaching company. I'm here again with Kaylin Castell, and this is the first of three audios providing an overview of the different cycles we've been speaking of in these other audios, the first one being the celestial world. So take it away, Kaylin Castell.
So we look at the initiation cycles and the cycles along the timeline of life, and what happens to us is taking place in three different worlds. We've talked about that before. The upper world, middle world, lower world, it's is one way to look at that. The celestial world, the middle world, or the world we live in, third dimensional reality, and the underworld. In the celestial world, which is also connected to the mental realms, to the cosmic overview, to the bigger perspective that we have, cosmic overview, higher self connection as well, expanded states of consciousness. It's the place where we connect with the one reality and also the realm of grace. The intention of the initiation cycles in this realm is to bring greater freedom, connects us to the cosmic perspective or idealism, what would be the ideal, more utopic kind of experience. Higher love, higher truth, unity consciousness happens in the celestial world. And from the perspective of the celestial, everything is unfolding as it should. So this is just kind of a little reminder of some things we talked about in an earlier audio. And the initiation cycles, the planets that are connected to this are Uranus and Neptune. So the along the timeline of life, you encounter your first Uranus cycle between age 20 and 22. First Uranus square. Then the Uranus opposition takes place between 40 and 42. The second Uranus square between 61 and 63. And then the Uranus return happens between age 82 and 84. Average is around 83. The Neptune cycle, of course, Neptune is a much longer cycle. Uranus returns to itself around age 82 to 84. Neptune doesn't return to itself for 165 years. So we usually don't experience a Neptune return, at least not as in the length of life that we've been known to live so far. Of course, that could change with how things are changing so rapidly on the planet. We don't want to leave that possibility out. However, the ones that we're going to focus on here, or the ones that we'll speak to here, is the Neptune square that happens between age 40 and 42, and then a Neptune opposition that happens between 81 and 83. And you'll notice from 40 to 42 is the Uranus opposition and a Neptune square taking place, and we spoke about this in the other audios that we've done. And then at 81 to 84 is the Uranus return or the Neptune opposition. So they work together. They tend to kind of work together in that celestial world realm. So what we're going to do is just look at what is the intent of a Uranus cycle and what's the intent of a Neptune cycle, kind of give you an overview and a little bit of strategy on how to work with these. So if you find yourself in one of these age ranges, or if you find yourself in a personal Uranus cycle, this would apply. So Uranus's job is to promote awakening. It's about it's the change agent. It's the great awakener. Its job is to change whatever's been in place too long. So it doesn't mean it's good or bad. It could be perfectly fine. It could be perfectly great, but it's just been in place a certain amount of time, and it's time for it to change. We could say, we actually have this experience from day to day and season to season. The plants grow, they give off their fruits, and then they die. They're changing constantly. They're never staying the same. So Uranus is just to make sure, Uranus cycles come along to make sure things don't stay the same, that we get to wake up and move towards the next stage of evolution. What's the next place of evolution? So oftentimes, this is when we experience radical, unpredictable, unexpected, unplannable, unknowable events that come into our lives that take us in new directions. And Peter spoke to this in the previous audio when he said that his life had been completely altered between around age 41, 42, he was set onto a whole new track in his life. And he wasn't planning for it. He wasn't expecting it. It came out of nowhere. And that's very much Uranus process. I've had that happen, too, in a Uranus cycle some years ago. It was a personal Uranus cycle. And I thought I was moving down my life in a very specific way. And then suddenly, when my youngest son came back to live with me, and Peter, and we became parents once again. I had to rearrange my whole life. I had events I was supposed to do and different things. I had to completely undo that and redo things and reorient my life in a whole new way. And it was fabulous. I mean, it was like the most perfect thing that could have happened. And at the same time, it was a little disruptive. So that's something that can be experienced in a Uranus cycle, that experience of having your life disrupted, what you think you're doing, where you think you're going. Suddenly you're being rerouted to someplace different. And it winds up being perfect. You probably heard the statement, if you want to make God laugh, tell him your plans. I like to say, if you want to make the goddess laugh, tell her your plans. So you can use either one.
It's kind of like when the coyote's chasing the roadrunner and he runs out of road and he just hangs in midair for a minute and then waves goodbye and plunges down.
Like, oops.
Like, oops, ran out of road.
The intention of this is to shift the assemblage point. And the assemblage point is that place where we organize our whole reality. We could say it's the core belief or the core perception or the core point of view that that really is what arranges our reality. And if you just shift that slightly, the whole reality can shift. The whole reality, oftentimes I think about, well, if you're looking straight ahead and you're seeing what you're seeing and you're taking in that point of view, and if you are fixated on that point of view for a while, but then something shifts you and turns you and you even just shifts you like, a few degrees, and suddenly you're looking at something completely different. And you can even try that, like just look straight ahead for a few minutes and really take in what you're seeing and then shift and move. So, and then see what else new comes into your field of perception. And that's really the intention of a Uranus cycle, is to have that experience. So it's it will shift that assemblage point by whatever means is necessary. So the more resistant we are, the more challenging it is to go through this type of a cycle. The more we resist what needs to be let go of, what's changing, shifting, growing, evolving, the more challenging. But the intention is really to liberate us. We sometimes say it's freedom from the known. I think that's a Jeffrey Green statement about Uranus, freedom from the known. So whatever it is that we think we know and what we think it's supposed to be about, and then there's something that shifts and changes, and so suddenly what we thought we knew is not necessarily what we knew. And also events of extreme novelty. Now that's a Terence McKenna description of when evolution is getting speeded up and we're going through events that we would have never could have even probably imagined. Extreme novelty, they're novel to us. They're not something what has necessarily been on our field of our radar, maybe, is what I'm trying to say. And I know for you, Peter, as somebody who lived a life, a corporate life, very middle America, having the house in the suburbs and living sort of the ideal American dream, that in that place where your assemblage point was at that particular time, you couldn't have imagined the life you're living now.
Not at all.
You want to say anything more about that?
Well, just that, expect the unexpected, because I really never envisioned what I would be doing now as being a part of my life and the way I'm navigating the world. I thought my life was set. I thought everything was really set, and I was heading for the gold watch and retirement and maybe a condo in Miami or something like that. And that I was going to be married to the same person. I was going to be working at the same place. I was going to be hanging with the same people. And things now are, I'm so far away from that. I can't see that from where I'm at now.
And even as you say that, I wonder how that feels to you if you think about that life. Like, would you want that life?
No. Easy answer, no.
No.
Having come from there, I have no desire to go back to there. And at the same time, when I was there, I couldn't see here from there. So it's interesting how quickly that happens, right, and how suddenly things change.
So it is about really shifting realities. So, you know, there's we could say there's dimensions within dimensions. Mm-hmm. And so as we shift reality, as we shift dimensions within our own reality, then the dimensions that we were in before they fade away. They're not, and they're not even anything we'd want necessarily to be re-engaged with.
No. Yeah. I know. I feel I've definitely upgraded in terms of what I'm doing, who I'm doing with, and where I'm at.
Right. Yeah. So what happens in Uranus cycles is your personal life and your business may go through radical, unexpected changes that are really designed to take you into something completely different than maybe what you've imagined. And what the strategy for the Uranus cycle is to go with the flow, to allow those changes to take you where they're going, because they are always in alignment with what's going to be most magical and amazing for you in the long run. It doesn't always look that way. And sometimes we're in that breakdown process. It's very painful and challenging. To get to the breakthrough, to get to that greater awakening, for the soul to get to where it's really truly desiring to be. And sometimes the middle world breakdown process is not easy. It can be not fun. Now, some people actually love it. They love unexpected changes and being taken in new directions. And other people find it to be the most challenging thing they'll ever go through. So it just depends on your point of view and how you're wired and what that's like for you. But letting go of all your attachments to the way you think things should be or supposed to be, old ways of thinking and doing, letting go of any attachments to what the results are that you are anticipating in your life, and being open. And the idea is not to just be open to anything, but be open to what is really, truly in alignment for you that is magical and amazing and is going to be fulfilling. And you're going to find the greatest fulfillment from, because that is the intention of this particular cycle. Have an open hand. Don't try to hold on to anything. The more you try to hold on, I think there was a beautiful thing that was going around the internet some years ago about the Hopi elders saying that it was time to let go, and that we're all in this fast-moving river, and there are people along the banks of the river that are like trying to hang on to the sides of the bank, you know, the roots or the trees or the plants or the rocks or something there on the side of the bank, so that they don't have to go along with the flow. And that takes a lot of energy, a huge amount of energy to hold on to, when it's just so much easier to let go and go with the flow. I just love that imagery.
Let it carry you where it will.
Yeah, and it is carrying you to where we're evolving to. It's like this evolutionary force, and it's going to take you eventually. You know, eventually what's going to happen is the whatever it is that you're hanging on to, if you're using the imagery of the river, is going to erode away. And suddenly you're holding on to a boulder that's not connected to anything, or, you know, a plant, some plants or tree roots, and then the tree is also in the river. So you may as well just go with it. Trust that the process of change is taking you where your soul wants to go. So that's the strategy for working with the Uranus cycle. The Neptune cycle is really about connecting us to visions and dreams, our soul's purpose from the more expanded cosmic perspective. And oftentimes what happens is when we have these new visions that start to come in, we go through an identity crisis. And Peter spoke about this in the recording that covers the cycles, the timeline cycles, when he described his experience of thinking that he had it all together, he had his identity and everything together, and then somebody asked him a question, and suddenly he realized that everything that he thought wasn't really true for him.
Yeah.
And he went through a huge identity crisis. So that can happen. That's one of the ways that can happen. There's other ways you can go through an identity crisis. I spoke about how when my mom died, that sent me into an identity crisis when I was in a Neptune cycle. So the illusions that we have created in our life become more evident. You know, the things that we think are true, that are what we've built our life around, and suddenly it's just not what it seems, it's just not what we thought. That can happen in a Neptune cycle. That can be rather upsetting, too. Now, sometimes it feels more liberating, which is the intention of any celestial world cycle, is to create freedom and liberation. And this is the time when not knowing, it can be really helpful. Allowing yourself to not have to know from a middle world perspective, from the place of logic and reason. Well, if you go to college and you get a good job and you do well at that job and you get promoted and you know, make lots of money and you create all these things in the middle world, family, home, etc., then that's what's going to take you to a fulfilling life. But oftentimes people get all of that and they realize their life isn't fulfilling. So it doesn't, but that doesn't make sense from a middle world perspective. From the celestial world, it would say, you know, maybe it's about leaving that life to find what's really going to be truly fulfilling for you. And yet that doesn't make sense from a middle world perspective either. So releasing the need to know and to know it from that place of logic and reason, but to listen to the inner knowing, the inner guidance, profound, deep inner knowing that isn't something that can be figured out from logic and reason. And then the other thing to know in a Neptune cycle is that no matter how much time and energy you're putting into your business, you're probably going to get the same results, because this is not a time that's about practical in the world results. It's a time to be in that inner knowing and trusting and following what the inner guidance is saying. I can tell you when I was in my Neptune, square Neptune, everything that, things that used to take me 10 minutes to do would take me 2 hours. Mm-hmm. And I was so frustrated. I was like, what? Ah, you know, and when we're really middle world oriented and we're used to having it experienced in a certain way, being in these celestial cycles can be a little challenging. But if you understand that's the process, you can take some of that judgmental pressure off yourself and trust that this cycle is going to help get you where you need to go, even though you can't see that at the time. So it's giving yourself permission to not know. You don't need to know when you're in a Neptune cycle. You may get knowing. You may have insights and visions, and I sometimes call them Neptune transmissions that come through. And you may even start acting on them and have really great results, but then a maybe even bigger transmission comes through a little later on. So being open to something even more amazing that could come through, keeping that place of openness and also not being attached. This is really a great time to go on a walkabout, to do a vision quest, you know, and Australian Aborigines, their walkabout time was where they would just get up and one day they would know it was time and they would just follow some inner inspiration, or maybe they would see the eagle flying in the west and they would head off in that direction. And then maybe they would meet somebody who would say, hey, I'm going to go do this. And there's an inner knowing that says, okay, I'm going to go with you. And then they meet the right people in the right places and their whole world is transformed by being willing to listen to that inner guidance. Meditation retreats, you know, yoga retreats, workshops, dream workshops, any kind of vision quest, anything that helps get you in touch with a greater vision is a great strategy for Neptune cycle. Also being open to new possibilities, new visions, new possibilities, both Uranus and Neptune bring in those, and really trusting what's unfolding is the best strategy to use in a Neptune cycle. So whenever you're in the celestial world cycle, the, you know, trust what's happening, surrendering to what's happening, and trusting that it is exactly what needs to be taking place, and that it's taking you where you can't maybe imagine, you can't see it, you can't vision it exactly just yet, but when you trust it and go with it, it's going to take you where you want to be. Is there anything you want to add?
As the Dave Mason song says, let it go, let it flow through you.
Beautiful.